blue gardenia. Now I'm alone with you, and I am all so blue. He has tossed us aside, and like you, gardenia, once I was near his heart. After the teardrops start, where are teardrops to hide? I lived for an hour. What more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower, then the petals fell. Blue gardenia, thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed, yes, they're pressed in my book of memories. Can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower, and then the petals fell. Blue gardenia, thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed in my book of memories, but pressed in my book of
I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the third hour of Jazz Unlimited show on Jazz Artists of History with Major Birthdays. We heard Blue Gardenia with a small group accompanying Dinah Washington, the vocalist, and Quincy Jones, who is 80 and still with us, did the arranging and directing. Paul Quinochet was heard on tenor, Cecil Payne on baritone, and Barry Galbraith on guitar in this 1955 recording. We have George Benson coming up with Miles Davis and with Dr. Lonnie Smith. We have Charles Lloyd and Cecil Taylor all coming up right here for you on Jazz Unlimited. Now we're going to play the pianist Steve Kuhn, who is 75 and still with us, Ron Carter on bass and Al Foster on drums. And the tune is one called 2x2. The CD is called Life's Magic, and it is on the Blackhawk label. So here is 2x2 coming your way on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. You're listening to Jazz Unlimited and our show on jazz artists of history with major birthdays for March. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me tonight. And we heard Two by Two from the Steve Kuhn Trio. Kuhn is the pianist, and he's still with us. And so are Ron Carter, the bassist, and Al Foster, the drummer. It was recorded in 1986. We have Cecil Taylor and Charles Lloyd and George Benson coming up in this hour. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we've got the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra. Thad is heard here on flugelhorn, and he would have been 90 this month. And Jimmy Nottingham is an additional trumpeter. And Jerome Richardson is heard on this wild soprano solo. And the tune is a well-known Thad Jones tune called Central Park North. And it was recorded originally for Solid State in 1969.
Thank you.
This is Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is our Jazz Artists of History with Major Birthdays show for the month of March. We heard the Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra doing Central Park North. Thad Jones, the composer and flugelhornist, would have been 90 this month. Jimmy Nottingham was also heard on trumpet, and Jerome Richardson on soprano in that 1969 recording. We have Charles Lloyd and Cecil Taylor coming up, and they're both still with us, as is George Benson. George is a well-known guitarist and vocalist, and he's 70, and we're going to present a couple of things. The first one is called The Cooker, and it was at the Spirituals to Swing 30th Anniversary Concert in 1967. Benson was accompanied by Ronnie Cuber on baritone, Dr. Lonnie Smith on organ, and Jimmy Lovelace on drums. And then Miles Davis was hunting around for different things to do in 1968, and he added George Benson to his quintet for Sidecar 2.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that set of two featured George Benson, who is still with us, and 70, one of our jazz artists of history with a major birthday. We heard The Cooker with Ronnie Cuber on baritone and Dr. Lonnie Smith on organ, recorded in 1967, and then Sidecar 2 with Miles Davis on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor, Herbie Hancock piano, Benson on guitar, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. In 1968. We have a station break now, and we're going to hear a set of three to close the show. First one is Charles Lloyd, who's heard on his original instrument, alto. That's actually where I heard him live first, with Jerry Allen on piano, Robert Hurst bass, and Eric Harland on drums, doing Song of the Inuit. And then two from Cecil Taylor. The first one is Jay. Cecil is heard on piano and voice. He is 80. Still with us, William Parker on bass and Greg Bendian on percussion, 1989 recording. And then O.P., Taylor on piano again, Buell Neidlinger on bass, and Dennis Charles on drums from 1961. Thank you.
Thank you. In the center of Calendar Stone, Death Mask, a sacrifice, 26 years alive, loving, given with generosity.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that concludes Jazz Unlimited's Jazz Artists of History with major birthdays for the month of March. The first one was the Charles Lloyd Quartet with Song of the Inuit. Charles Lloyd was on alto there, and he's 75, still with us. And then Cecil Taylor was heard on piano and on voice. He is 80, and the tunes were J and OP. I'd like to ask you to return next Sunday night from 9 to midnight, as we're going to be doing first our Keys and Strings Hour, the quieter side of jazz, and then there will be new music, including a great one from Charles Mingus.